The emails show a 2010 Walker gubernatorial campaign that was in constant contact with his county executive staff over how to handle Walker's public response to the parking garage collapse that killed a 15-year-old boy. At one point, then-campaign manager Keith Gilks told Walker's county staff that Walker should be attached at the hip with the county sheriff, saying also that they needed to know everything about the parking structure. When asked yesterday why he was comfortable with having his campaign staff advise his county staff, Walker said the response was driven by the situation.
I said very directly that I, in light of the situation in the midst of a campaign, I didn't want that very tragic situation to evolve into a political issue, that it was one that should be treated with the seriousness of what happened.
But Wisconsin Democratic Party spokesperson Melissa Baldoff said these emails demonstrate a trend.
I think that what these emails show is that Milwaukee County was being run by Scott Walker's political operatives, and that this wasn't an isolated incident, as Scott Walker said. This was happening every day. These folks were in email chains and meeting for breakfast every day to discuss how to run Milwaukee County.
The emails are just the latest made public from a now-closed John Doe investigation that targeted former aides to Walker when he was Milwaukee County executive. When asked, Walker told reporters his current campaign team does not advise his state office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.